We're back. Welcome into another episode of the Patriots Podcast, the first episode of the 2019 season. How about that, James?
Huh? Yeah, hello. How are we doing?
I'm Sean here. Yeah, our last one was called like Super Bowl, just called Super Bowl. So yeah, it's the start of the 2019, like 4 weeks. I'm not ready to age
yet. I know, really. It's like, I was thinking about that on the way over here before I turned this all on. Like we haven't done a show in a little while, but like the Super Bowl just ended. Like we probably did that show three weeks ago?
Yeah, it was 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so
freaking
fast.
Crazy, dude.
How does Belichick even, like, they finished weeks later, he's at the combine, weeks later, and then he's at the
on vacation.
He's on vacation right now?
Yeah, he's in Barbados.
Wow, well, pretty clearly, judging by what they've so far in free.
After seeing him in Barbados, like, or hearing about that, they're, like, showing, they're talking about on the radio, like, he's, like, frolicking in the water with his girlfriend or wife or whatever she is, Linda, mm-hmm. and just, like, not caring. Basically, they're making the point, like, not caring at all. Like, doesn't care about this at all. And you got to wonder, looking at all this money being thrown around, we don't have that much money in cap. And it's like, he's waiting for the dust to settle, and then he's going to scoop a couple guys.
Yeah, typical.
Typical.
Well, like you said, they don't have much money at all. They got $1 million.
So I want to talk about that. I've looked at a couple different websites, and I've seen a few different numbers. And I've seen a ProTrack is around that number, like $14 million. And then there's over the cap, which says there's like 25. So I don't know, like, I guess it's within there between 15 and 25, but that's a considerable difference. You know what I mean?
That is, I haven't looked at the cap, but I would bet include Michael at the start of the
league. Right.
It's still after this, but that goes.
Okay. So, but I would still give him in the high teens, which is more than the sport track, which, it's confusing. This cap gets confusing to me.
It does. That's how people make a career out of it.
But regardless, yeah, a couple big, like, a lot of big signings today. Two big Patriot signings today. Not Patriots, ex-Patriots, I guess, at this point.
Yeah. Gonzo.
And they both got paid.
I know. We're sitting here just like, one of Trey Flowers and Trent Brown, but they both reeled in $500,000 here. That would be entirety of the salary caps that we have. We can't sign a draft
pretty much.
Pick.
Yeah, pretty much everything.
Yeah, you'd have to trade all your draft picks.
So, which is unfortunate because I wish they somehow could make room for that.
Can't happen. Just can't.
But it's pretty difficult. I mean, I know McCourty has said that he doesn't want to take a cut. You got to think that number for him is really high, 13. But even if he comes down, like, it's not like he's going lower than 10, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, they would have to extend him for a guy that was just talking about retiring.
Yeah,
they don't really want to extend him because why would you give more guarantee for a guy that?
Nor does he want to be extended. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's a weird situation. You got to wonder what they're going to do there. But even so, I mean, that's only freeing up a few million. Like, that's not giving you a whole lot of wiggle room. And it's not like if we just sign DN, like, we need other positions. We can't just sign DN.
Well, they wouldn't have been able to make the Michael Bennett trying to try to bring. As soon as that trade went through, I think it was like the second thing we said to each other.
Yeah.
First of all, they fleeced the and second of all, Trey Flowers.
Right. Yeah. So, and then there's another thing. We got Michael Bennett, which adds in the whole equation. And some people are saying Michael, not Marty.
You got it.
We might get Mar. Well, no, because that's Michael. I always say Michael.
Yeah, exactly. So they corrected it for you.
Yeah. They finally. I willed it to be. And then we might get Marty out of it too. He might want to come back now so the brothers can play, but apparently there's a little rock in the spokes where Michael wants a little bit more money or something. We don't know. Some people are saying the Eagles got rid of him so quickly because they just didn't want to deal with him. But apparently stats wise, he was like the second most productive pass rusher in the league last year.
Yeah. I'm scratching my head about why they got rid of him, because turned right around and signed Jackson to
a bigger contract
for more money. So it wasn't player.
And he's a worse player. So it must've been his attitude. They must've just not wanted to deal with him.
Has to be right.
Which isn't a great sign, but it's like, we kind of know that.
But that brings us to the second part of it. Gave up next to don't owe him a single dollar.
Right.
They could walk away, draft cast round. You do not get off lighter than we paid way more for Johnson Batamoa than we did for Michael Bennett.
Exactly, which is ridiculous. Now, the one thing that is really funny, and I've heard this come up a few times. Have you heard, so you know that he played for Shiano back in the day at Tampa. Have you heard of his thoughts about him?
I saw an old comment that was like,
Yeah,
it was
that's
like, why'd you play
pretty
so
funny.
terrible? He was like, because Shiano, I didn't like him, something like
Yeah.
that.
So they asked him if he well, they go, well, it seems like you can't play with stiffs. And he goes, no, I did that before. His name was Greg Schiano, and I don't like him. And now that's your defensive coordinator because that's who we signed. We haven't even gone over that. The whole friggin' Patriots coaching staff has been up and ended over and over. So a lot of things kind of happen in a little 2-week span here.
I know, right? For the coaching staff, it was Brian Flores took a bunch of people. Brendan, yeah, they lost a bunch of people. Greg Schiano, defensive coordinator now, because he's the only guy that's probably on the staff.
Well, they signed him for it. Yeah, it's probably because there's nobody else there.
Yeah, I don't think they've given him the title, and I would love to.
Oh, yeah.
Classical.
Yep. Well, and Michael also said that he has little man syndrome.
Michael Bennett does?
Said Greg Schiano does. That was another one. That was another old quote.
Yeah, that's little man syndrome. He's going to be entertaining. I really, really disliked just the way at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Trying to fight grow the ball and just nonsense. But always loved Marty. If we get Michael Bennett, he still plays. He's playing. That's the whole thing is Trey Flowers was playing Michael Bennett's position, invented that position.
Right.
And then
he
we
did.
Got Trey Flowers and we're like, let's make him do the shit Michael Bennett's. And now $4 million less. At the
Michael, right. Just older. Probably does it as effective though.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So, yeah, I mean, I loved Trey just because he took over games. He was sometimes our only or best defender. Over and over, week after week. So I think that's a big loss. I mean, we do have a lot of defensive line depth still, kind of, with Michael Bennett now. So it's not going to be too bad. And Bill clearly can draft these guys. Clearly knows what he's doing drafting them. So you can figure one of them is going to go to a draft and probably be able to contribute soon, whether this year or next year. I mean,
yeah, probably.
But you just think about it. In the last so many years, you've given up Chandler Jones and Trey Flowers, which whom within the next year or two might be the number one and two defensive ends of the league.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's like that's a lot to give up or let walk at least. But
Trey was just a phenomenal player and played his best. That's not to say he was a slouch beforehand.
Oh yeah, he got even better. He always just made big plays.
Yeah, they don't win that Falcons Super Bowl with
him. No. So you got that. And then, yeah, Trent Brown goes for $66 million. We got him for a third round pick that we sent to them, which was for this year, right?
And they gave us back a fifth round. We moved.
And they gave us back a fifth round.
Yeah.
And then we get rid of he leaves in free agency. We're going to get a third round compensatory pick for him now.
Yeah. And the third round pick was like 95. Because
yeah.
Because that's where the Patriots.
So we basically just rented him. They paid us. We got like paid for a rental somehow.
Yeah, somehow we wind up with more draft capital of borderline Pro Bowl caliber.
Right.
It's a swindling of epic proportions.
Yeah, it was unreal. And now he's the highest paid guy.
Highest paid.
Highest lineman.
Annual salary for an offensive lineman ever. And this is a guy that was benched last year. Benched. See ya.
That's crazy.
And then he comes over and works with a Hall of Fame offensive line coach, turns himself into a good left tackle. He'd never played.
Right. He'd never played left tackle. That's crazy.
Just didn't do it.
That's fucking insane, man.
And now,
yeah, and then, between the last 2 years, Brady, the Patriots have selected and coached up two guys that got paid, I don't know, what was Solder, probably top three offensive linemen last year, what he was getting paid?
He had the biggest offensive line contract before Trent Brown's. So in back
he
to
did.
Back years.
So
yeah.
Back-to-back years, left tackles with the biggest contracts. So the question comes down to, do you think Wynn can do it or they're looking elsewhere?
At this point, it's like if you got Dante Scarnecchia, your line's going
to Yeah.
Pretty, that's what it seems like because Nate Solder was pretty good with us and the Giants, it was dog shit. That's why I'm looking at what in the world are they gave
was,
away.
Was Solder that bad? I know he was bad, but was he that bad this year?
Above average, and he played. Problem is with the Giants, Eli.
There's nobody around
a sack of potatoes.
Yeah.
There's nobody.
Right. So yeah, but yeah. So the Raiders. The Raiders were in rebuilding mode. Now they're just shelling out money left and right.
That Antonio Brown trade, great move. Holy cow.
Oh my God. Well, do you know what the Steelers have 21 over 21 million in dead cap space because of Le'Veon Bell and Ham?
I think it's 20. It's like 20 just for Neil Brown.
Yeah, and most of it's from Antonio Brown.
Yeah, the
so they
he
got
has the highest dead cap number of anyone ever.
He's getting his dead cap is they're paying more for his dead cap than any receivers making in the league.
That's That's crazy.
That's the Pittsburgh Steelers organization right there in a nutshell. Why aren't you winning anymore? Because of shit like that. That is pathetic.
Fuck. Oh my God.
One of the guys, yeah, what, they got a third and a fifth for him and nothing for Le'Veon? It's like, oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's nonsense. What happened to them?
Someone was making a point on the Sports Hub today, and it was actually really funny. They're like, think about 3 years ago when you thought of your biggest rival. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers because they had Ben Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Antonio Brown. Those were the top three players. And now, fast forward a couple of years later, they lost two of those guys, and all they got back in exchange for it was a third and a fifth round pick, and they owe $20 million. It's like,
they might trade that pick for that money. I think
That's what he said, and I was like, wow, I didn't think about it like that, and that is awful. And he's like, this is why the Patriots are going to be dominant for forever, because these other teams that are close just can't figure it out. And he couldn't.
Yeah, not even 3 years ago. 2 years ago.
They played 2 years
the
ago.
AFC Championship.
So funny. So a lot of other things have been going on besides the Patriots. The only other Patriot news that I've really heard is Gronk came out today and talked to his agent, came out today and basically said that he's still trying to figure things out and he's very healthy and happy and he's trying to figure out what he's going to do. So, you know, that's really nothing more. And besides that, there's really not a whole lot of other stuff on the Patriots line. I've heard rumblings of Tom Brady getting a possible contract extension, but nothing even close to official. And then there's the whole Bob Kraft situation, but we don't really need to go into any of that here, unless you want to.
No, I have nothing to say about it.
It's ridiculous. It's just an absolutely ridiculous situation.
One of the cascade ideas that I really like about the Michael Bennett. You could also get Marty Bennett. Because you get Marty Bennett, Gronk want him back. First of all, they're boys.
Yeah.
And second of all, Gronk wants the pressure to take some of the snaps off of him. That's what Marty's there for. That's why we had him too. That's why we picked him up again last year.
And Brady loves him too.
Brady loves him. Everyone does.
Brady force feeds Brady tries to force feed him the ball all the time, which is and he could handle it, which was great.
Yeah.
He didn't play football last year, so you assume he's probably healthier than ever, and maybe that helped him, especially at his position. Like, but at a 6'6" tight end, you don't need to be fast. Like, you don't need to be super fast as long as you're not Kyle Brady. Like, you're all right.
What a great reference.
He literally couldn't run.
That's
he was
fantastic.
Like,
fantastic. Yeah, and Marty was banged up for like years running.
Oh yeah,
it's always good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think having the two brothers on the team hurts? I mean, it could. That puts a lot in the locker room.
They're big personalities.
Big personalities, both of them. So you got to wonder. But if Marty gets along so good with the Patriots, you got to hope that like he can keep his brother going with that too.
I think Michael Bennett will be better if Marty Bennett. Does that make sense?
I hope that's the case, but I could also see it being the reverse.
Oh, maybe.
Where they're both like just go off and like, no, we're not going to do that. I'm like,
just
okay, you're
him.
Both
no guarantee
both
money.
Fucking
cut
gone.
Him. Done. See ya.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like trying to look up different contract extent, like what's happened today and the top lines. It's like there's so many signings. I can't even like go back far enough to like be like, oh.
You can't catch up. It's coming in so fast.
You can't catch up. It's like there's so many things today.
Yeah, we're recording this on Monday night. Free agency doesn't even start. That's how much tampering is going on.
Yeah, this is the legal tampering period is the biggest fucking sham of a joke in the sporting world. I mean, there were after, what was it? They go, okay, the legal tampering period has just started. This is like noon, I think it started. By 12:12, there were like three huge deals already on the table. It was like, oh, there's no legal tampering going on before this?
Yeah, nobody like, tampered prior to the legal tampering?
Like, how the fuck are these guys getting contracts if nobody talked to them?
It's all with their black phone, black helicopters. No. They got their bat phones that they have like restricted numbers. Do you know that this was the first year they allowed players who represent this is the first time they allowed them participant. Before this, you had to hire in, or else you just had to sit out the first 3 days of essentially
make
that's
no money. Yeah. So if we just want, I'm trying to get back. I'm back like four pages, and I'm just starting to get to where.
Well,
so Danny Amendola.
Yeah, Danny's the last Patriots related. I wanted.
So that's I know you want him. I didn't think he was going to come back. I really didn't, and he didn't. He went to Detroit for $4.5 million.
Detroit is collecting former Patriots. They got Trey Flowers. They got Dan Dola. $1 million.
Justin Coleman, dude. That is the biggest joke of a contract I've seen yet.
$9 million a year for a nickel corner, most ever.
I don't get it. I mean, I get that he wants to bring in, this is Patricia, wants to, and Bob, whatever his
Bob
name
Quinn.
Is, Bob Quinn. They want to bring in Patriot guys, but I feel like, yeah, okay, you want to bring those guys to set an example and all this stuff, but if you're paying them all this money, it's like, what do you think your locker, do you think everyone in your locker room is going to be happy about that? I don't think so. Like, I think some guy, I think that'll throw off some shit.
And
especially they're not that.
Part of the Patriots thing that they don't get paid like that.
Exactly.
They don't walk in as Mr. Big Dick from off the street. They're just a workman, his lunch pail, all those cliches.
Yeah.
That's, and so even Trey Flowers looks like the type of guy who's always going, whenever I watch that try hard guy.
Yeah, but, he seems like he's going to keep that going.
But he's been the second most money. And now all those people around the Detroit locker room are looking over, well, you just stole a whole bag of cash that now is not going to us.
Right.
Then now we're cash strapped, $1 million.
Like, is he going to be worth it? And I don't even think he's the issue. Like Justin Coleman. It's like, if
yeah,
you're on the team,
much.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. And
like,
they're all
like another
the same thing we are. That's just
yeah.
because you work together, ride the coach.
Yeah. That is ridiculous. And the fact that, you know, I know it's all about money and you got to make which, like, but I wonder what the Patriots were offering Trey. Because we know we couldn't hit the 17. Is it what the final contract come out? Did
it's,
we see the
it's between
details?
16 and 17. They haven't announced.
But so we haven't announced the guaranteed money. I'm willing to bet that there's a lot of guaranteed money there.
He's gonna get he's upwards of least.
Well, yeah, because you think about it, last year when we tried to keep Solder back, when we tried to get him back, he said the difference was the guaranteed money. He's like, the Patriots were offering about the same money. But they were way off on the guarantee. They were like $20 million difference or something.
Yeah.
And I have, what would you say?
I was just gonna say that's what's going on with the Steelers. They gave Antonio Brown like it was something like $75 million over 5 years, just market value. But they only guaranteed $12 million. What? He wants to see that $40 million. He's like, I got one
yeah.
season of.
Well, why is he? How are they on the books for so much dead cap then?
Because they kept restructuring new cap money
guarantees.
On that year. So what they would salary. It's something that
bonuses, right.
be a lot. So it's
yeah,
like
right.
if he's making convert, now that gets a cap.
Jesus.
And so they did that twice. And so now he had two full seats of salary that had been spread out to wind up with cap money.
Yeah.
21.
Yeah.
Just looked it up.
It's ridiculous. Okay. $21 million, yeah. So in for Trey Flowers, so back to Trey Flowers, I wonder what the Patriots were offering and how far off they were, because I mean, I don't know about you and people might disagree with me. That's fine. But like, if you have your pick of where to go in the country or like somewhat your pick, I would not be going to Detroit. It's like, I'd take a million or two less and be like, yeah, I don't want to fucking go to Detroit. We will never win. They have never won. They have never won
anything. The Super Bowl era.
And it's like, never mind that. The city, everyone knows about the city. Like, it's like, not the best place. Doesn't seem like the best place to be living. I would fuck that.
Money goes pretty far.
Yeah, I know. But for a million or two, I'd be like, oh, I'll take the 15. Play somewhere that's fucking going to win. Be
yeah.
unbelievable to live.
Or you could
like,
buy
not to say
half
that
the city for 80.
Yeah, literally. Or you take your cage contract and buy your own city.
Yeah, buy
no.
the city. Buy Dearborn.
Yeah.
You're done.
There you go. I don't know about that one.
Well,
but,
he's also gets to play in a dome. Not how much.
I doubt that affected him.
He gets to play with a defensive coordinator helped him.
Yeah, that's a decent one.
He knows he's not gonna.
Trey doesn't care what he does.
I know, that's the thing. I freaking love Trey. I'm gonna.
He was unbelievable. I wish we got him back. I mean that was a tough one, but all right.
He's
so
a, he was
Trey,
a fourth round pick. Let's just rewind. Four picks after we decided. Patriots,
yeah.
In all infinite wisdom, we're like, we need edge rusher, so let's get this, and then why not, let's just roll the dice again with Trey Flowers out of Arkansas. One of them, an all-pro caliber player, Geno Grissom, has been back and forth to practice the whole time, and he was taken first. They had him higher rated.
Yeah, so then Trey comes in the league. He got hurt his first year, right?
Yeah, he sacked Aaron Rodgers his first.
And then he came into the league his second year and started playing really good, and then it just continued until he was one of the better defensive ends in the league.
And by the end of that, of his contract, he arguably Stephon Gilmore. Really hard
he
to
was
say, to say anything. And Van Noy the way in the playoffs.
Yeah.
But what a 4 year career for a guy that only got in the.
It's pretty good. Yeah, all 3 years ago to the Super Bowl. I mean, now you're going to Detroit. You'll never sniff the playoffs again. So I hope you enjoyed it.
The other crazy money that keeps flying around. So we heard all about.
Yeah.
Normally, what happens? Class, you know, supply and demand goes down.
Yep.
Not this.
Nope.
Landon
It was
Collins
ridiculous.
signed an $84 million contract over 6 years. He's making 14 a year.
Ridiculous.
As a, I don't even know how guys built like Mark Ingram.
Well, they do say, I mean, he's regarded as one of the better safeties.
One of the better safeties, 14 million is a record.
Yeah.
And he was
That
very soon matched by Kyren.
you know what that happened. I mean, that happens every year. Look at the Giants are still pay, just finally got rid of what's his name? Their DN, Olivier Vernon, that got 17 mil. That was like 3 years ago, and he sucked. He
Yeah.
didn't suck, but he was just like average. It was like, oh, you got the player that everyone expected you to get. You're just paying him double what he should be. So Landon Collins, you know, did someone get as close to the top of the market? And I mean, that's why Trey went. Every other DN was franchise tagged.
Yeah,
They're all
everyone.
franchise tagged. You're like, oh, so we were thinking, oh, Trey's going to get between 12 and at the very max, like if everything goes right, he could get 15 or 16. And everything did go right, and he got close to 17 mil. So, but yeah, so the, and then, yeah, you said Tyrann Mathieu. I'm sorry for cutting you off there.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu got the exact same 14, a full $1 million than Eric Berry. So they're now paying 27 million.
Yeah, that can't sustain.
It's a case, those are like two of the top five.
Yeah, we'll
That's
see what they do together.
if Eric Berry can get on the, by all accounts, Tyrann last year's bargain.
Yeah.
1 year, 7 million. That's a layup. Anybody should do that.
Right. And he pay, and it paid him off. And he told him he wasn't taking a discount to stay. So, yeah, I mean, it just seems like anyone that's getting signed today is getting a lot of money. Like Kenny Vaccaro got 4 years, 26 million. Like he is not that good.
I don't get how he doesn't sign until November left, and now he's worth eight.
Right. It's like he wasn't exactly. It's like, why are you paying him? The Jets signed Jamison Crowder to a 3 year, $28 million deal. The guy couldn't see the field last year.
There's
He
just
was hurt
so
or
much
he sucked.
money. So
Then
much money out there.
the big flip in Jack. See, I feel like Belichick knew that, and that's why he's like, I'm sticking. I mean, he usually doesn't make a big splash on day one, but he has in the past when we signed Gilmore. I mean, that was a huge thing, but that doesn't happen all the time. So another big one was the what's going down in Jacksonville. See all this? Big old Blake got fucking canned.
Oh, did he get cut?
He got cut, or he will be released. And then Nick Foles is supposedly signing a 4 year, $88 million deal.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
If Nick Foles has proven one thing, good and bad for
Yeah, he has proven that.
and he's
They
kind of
just
funny.
signed him because they signed him because he beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
And that's all
So
they
I think
care
the
about
only
down
reason.
there.
That's all it was. What do you think about Blake?
Well, Blake's out of the league.
You think he's out of the league?
Yeah.
No way.
Where what do you think he holds a clipboard for somebody?
I think the Patriots could sign him.
What? No way.
Bill liked him when he was coming out.
So did
It was
I.
Jimmy
Was wrong.
Garoppolo and then Blake Bortles. He doesn't give up that quickly on players. And he's only 27. He's beat us. I can see them signing him to a if no one signs him to a big con like a decent contract, I think we'd take him.
I
He's
don't
as
think
good of
so.
a he's as good of a backup as Hoyer.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong about that, actually.
I don't know, man. I
If
don't know.
who do you want to start a game for you, Brian Hoyer or Blake Bortles, if you're the
Neither.
Patriots?
It really doesn't matter at that point. We're losing.
I think
I
they probably
don't
win with.
know about that. He's been pretty bad for his career himself, but I wouldn't I don't know I just wouldn't just keep an eye out for big old Blake.
I think Brady needs to get ex they can't don't I don't want him to go into the like I just don't want any possibility in playing for so just lock him up just another year. He's got a
No,
20
I think they are.
he's
I
got a
think they've been saying
27
yes.
million dollar cap, 27. So if you
That's
want to
more.
create some space, you could move that back to
They'd probably extend him for two more years.
good. More the
I
merrier.
think they will. That's what I heard. I heard it's a multi-year deal. I mean, what? Who fucking knows who's saying this? What I'm hearing, but yeah. Let's. I mean, what else has happened? A lot of stuff was. We've missed some other stuff, haven't we?
Dwayne
You
Allen got cut.
Did he go to Miami? Oh, that's right. They overpaid him down there. Good. Thank God.
I don't know if they overpaid him after I see all this. 7 year or 7 million.
No, I know. Yeah, right. In hindsight, to what's happening.
Which is like his exact cap number 1 year.
Yeah.
Obviously, they
Yeah,
take people down
I'm
for
happy that yeah. I'm happy that's off the books for thank God.
the one of the other things that stuck out, Terrell Suggs said he doesn't want to go back to Baltimore. He already told
That's crazy.
me. I know. Stick it out. He's like
Why
30, 38. It's like, dude,
doesn't he
just
want to
stay
go
here.
back?
I know he went.
Oh. All right, that's fair enough.
I just feel like he was so close to wrapping up. It's not like he's going there 5 years. Like,
Yeah, right. Yeah, if that. Another one was Kwon Alexander. Got a 4-year, $54 million contract. He's an inside linebacker.
I liked him as a player. He always made, but that's chipping money. That's Luke Kuechly money.
That's insane.
If he's getting that money, I'm really interested.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Because I barely even know the guy.
Yeah, well,
and he's coming off a torn ACL.
Yeah, right?
It's like, what are you guys, insane? I mean, yeah, I know the ACL injury isn't what it used to be, but come on.
They got a lot of money, man. They got $54 million to come out west.
Oh, these things are crazy. DeSean Jackson goes to the Eagles for almost nothing.
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah, whatever. He played pretty well last year, actually. Better than he had prior to this couple
yeah.
years.
I mean, I thought he played pretty well.
The Colts have over 100.
Yeah, I heard someone was telling me that today, and I was like, how is that possible?
And they
have, like, are they missing like 30 people on their team or something?
They got Andrew Luck. He's got a top 5 quarterback set. I don't.
Yeah.
That's how bad they have been. They just have that's not on a rookie team.
I don't. Yeah, it's like, how do they have over 100 million, and why aren't they spending? They're gonna get Devin Funchess to a year contract. It's like, oh, way to go, guys.
Yeah, for 13. Our whole receiving core makes 13. You're gonna get Devin Funchess.
He's getting 13.
Yeah, spend. But
holy crap.
They got Marcus Hunt on a bargain this offseason. They got a...
Who is this?
The Colts.
What did you say? Oh, the Colts. Why do you think they're going to be real good?
Because they were already real last year.
They were good. I don't know about really good. They had a cup. They had like a 3-game streak.
They won a playoff game handily with a better record. They have...
That was a joke. That was really... That was pathetic.
They got 3 picks in the top 2, and they have $100 million to throw around.
Well, who are they even going to sign? All the big guys, most of the big guys are gone.
That's
who do we got left?
Weird. I don't know. I don't know why
they should get Le'Veon. They'd be disgusting with Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, Lev's still out there.
They're saying Odell might get traded, that they're actually fielding. They were like, the Odell thing has been all over the place. I love it with these receivers. It's like, they're going to get traded. They're not going to get traded. Yes, they're getting traded. Oh, my God, a trade has happened.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened there? They said that Tyrell Williams, they might pay him a lot from the Colts.
Oh, okay. He was at
San Diego. Speed. Yeah, he's a good player. Justin Houston's on the market. You know, I wouldn't mind bringing in a good old Justin Houston.
Justin Houston house.
I mean, they're saying, oh, he's still got something left in the tank. It's like, are you kidding me? He's still nasty. He just had a shit ass defense. I would love for him to come to the Pats. I don't know what they could pay him because he was making like $14 million this year. It's like, will you go down to 5?
Yeah. I think that's what they would have to give him as much 7.
And make it all guaranteed. Hey, if you get him, you can cut Claiborne.
Why would you do that? You just lost another edge defender. You need to keep. But yeah, cut Claiborne. If it gets you Justin Houston, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. See what dead cap Claiborne and dead cap. You would save. You'd only.
It's not bad though.
Yeah.
I mean, if you had to do it, I'd do it.
That's the thing. I want more people. Extend Brady. Let's bring in some guys.
Yep. Exactly.
It's just not I don't
know. Anthony Barr to sign with the Jets.
Yes.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Anthony Barr was really talented linebacker from the Vikings.
Oh, yeah.
Just overwhelmingly. Doesn't make any sense. How you could be an all-pro, one we schlub.
Really?
Jets signing. Oh, yeah. He's going to cash those checks and mark it.
That's awesome. You got to love it.
Classic. Oh, Jameson Crowder.
Which I think is he can't stay healthy. I want so all right, let's go over some free agents we do want. I think we agree on a lot of these. Now, left tackle, Isaiah Wynn, I guess we're fine. I mean, I think we draft somebody, too, just in case.
I don't know. I don't know what's up with...
I mean, Cameron Fleming is back on the market. He's no answer, but, I mean, he's a depth option.
He's like a swing tackle, Green Waddle,
left
tackle.
Right. You could maybe put Cannon over on the left, but he's not that good on the left. He was better on the right. So, maybe, I don't know, too many left tackles in the market.
Right.
But, yeah, I would love to get John Brown, the receiver. I think we both agree with that. I mean, he's a good speedster who played well with a good quarterback last year and then didn't have a quarterback. And then I don't know how these other guys are getting such huge contracts and nobody's looking at him. I don't really get that.
He'd be a good one. There's some guys like Jason McCourty have come back.
I'd bring him back. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just looking for in the realm. Jonathan, I want him.
I want them to tender him. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's a good player. You got
some other team call. He won't get enough at high tower.
Yeah.
Marcus Golden. How is he not racking in the dough?
He's on 27. I was just Marcus Golden.
Yeah. From Arizona, edge rusher opposite.
Don't know much about him.
I don't know why he has.
I was just going to say, lost my train of thought.
That'll happen. Earl Thomas still on the market. Is it a foregone
Lost
conclusion
my
he's
tree.
going to?
Probably he should. He needed not to. I'd love to take him. No, I mean, imagine if Earl Thomas came to the Pats. That'd be sick.
That would be great.
He's nasty.
But,
yeah, I want Chris Hogan to leave. Good riddance to him.
Yep.
You had your fun time here. Philip Dorsett, I don't wouldn't mind if they re-signed him. I don't really care.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care that much.
It's like I think we could do just as good with anybody that's kind of just chilling type of thing. What do you think about kicker?
I think they move on.
I think so, too.
I think weird. Yeah, essentially in our lifetime. There's been two kickers. That's been it.
Yep. And it's like, should they stick around and keep waiting on it? Or, you know, he's missed a lot of stuff in the playoffs, you know, a lot of kicks.
Makes a lot of money.
Right.
His last contract was, he's not going to be on a rookie. It does make you nervous because look around the league, it's been royally fucked by not having a kicker, Viking.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks tried to tread. They tried to go for Janikowski. Go out there. You got the biggest leg in NFL history. 8-yarder and warm up. Shanks it. Tears his groin. And then they can't even kick an extra point the rest of the night. Wind up losing
yeah.
the boys. So it can really come back to bite you. But
yeah.
I just don't see him quote $1 million.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I'm interested to see what they do, but that'll be definitely something to look for going forward. You know, another name I just saw come across that I'd actually wouldn't mind taking a flyer on would be Ziggy Ansah.
I like it.
You know, I don't know, like, I feel like you get him for kind of, not ridiculous money, probably in that 7 or 8, maybe. I mean, I don't know, but there's a chance.
There's a chance he would be on a short deal with a lot of it, because
but it so,
could,
like,
could
if,
be high value, could be low risk.
Like, him or a Justin Houston would be awesome.
If you could get Ziggy on 1 year, only half of it, with half of it. In,
yeah.
And for that, it's a lot of incentive.
Mm-hmm.
And if he reaches them, then great. He was worth the money, and whatever.
Exactly. Another interesting name, Jamie Collins, was cut by the Browns.
Yeah.
He's back out there.
I haven't heard word one about him from any.
None.
It's not like there's a lot of interest.
And another name I haven't heard anything about, Clay Matthews.
Yeah, right?
What the hell's he doing out there?
They don't like him. He was like a generational talent, everyone thought. And they moved him.
Did they try him out at the edge again?
Yeah.
And he still couldn't do anything?
Yes.
Falling apart. I wouldn't. There's another guy I wouldn't mind taking a flyer on.
That could be a good one. But the
there's a few guys out there that we could take a flyer on and, like, yep. I could definitely see Clay Matthews being a Bill Belichick reclamation project.
That's a good call. There's a bunch of guys in that position.
That's, yeah, perfect for the Patriots. Perfect.
Oh, we just I could see him fighting with Michael Bennett.
Oh, my God. I could see them being up each other's asses, yeah. And for the wrong reasons, not the right reasons.
Yeah.
Then D tackle's a big one. So we're losing Danny Shelton and Malcolm Brown's on the free agent market. I don't know if we re-sign them. I kind of feel like we aren't.
It doesn't look like they want to.
And we only have Larry Guy, and that's kind of it. We have Adam Butler behind him, and those are the only other two pure D tackles on the roster. Yeah.
This is when the NFL really helps, because they have free agency first, and then they have the draft. And every other sport
right.
has the draft first, and then free agency. So you wind up having to make these long-term during the draft, whereas the Patriots let
right.
this play out. Malcolm Brown, the market, they get contact
right.
with them. If you're getting more, you want to come back. If it doesn't work out, then good spot
yep.
for I think I would like Malcolm Brown to be back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, Malcolm Brown, I agree with you. I mean, at the right number, I wouldn't mind seeing him back, because he can play. He's not really a game changer or, you know, a super dominant force out there. But, like, he's a solid contributor. Like, he can go out and do what he needs to sometimes. He's had bad games. And Danny Shelton, yeah, I didn't see enough of him at a consistent level. He was kind of a letdown for a third-round pick.
But if he's
right, for nothing, I'd bring him back. A couple other – I mean, I'm going through a list of people on the – you know, free agency right now. Cole Beasley, I could see him in a Patriots uniform easily. No, you don't think so?
Because he's not going to take the
right. No, that's the thing. Well, in receivers, there's not a lot right now, so maybe. But I don't know, man. Tyler Eifert, he's out there. I could see him being a Patriot. Probably not, but possible. Yeah. Thomas Davis is out there. Dante Moncrief, not bad. Serviceable receiver. Mo Wilkerson, it's an interesting one.
No. Talk about locker room cancer.
Cancer, yeah, he's a
Whoa.
Douche. But, hey, you never know. Mark Barron, not bad. I don't think we'd ever sign him.
No.
Dude, Carlos Hyde's probably the funniest thing that happened last year to this year.
Why?
It's like the Jacksonville Jaguars trade picks for him, get him, and then cut him.
Yeah.
And they've had, like, he had, like, 70 carries or something, they said. It's like, oh, is that worth a draft pick?
Classic
No.
Jaguars. Just run it into the ground, and now he's on the. He'll probably be.
Yep.
Chiefs are stocking up. This is the beauty of having a quarterback on a rookie. Afford to pay $7 million.
Yeah,
I can't
right. Because you're
believe
just,
that.
yeah.
That number, like, yeah,
That's
bring in some more running
ridiculous.
backs. They haven't even been Tyreek. Pretty clear.
No, I mean they'd be stupid.
They.
Yeah, I think they'd be pretty dumb about that. Another guy, Randall Cobb, is out there. I don't really want him, but I can see him. I can see him come to the Pats.
Yeah.
I've heard that name connected to us before, so.
It's just so hard for these guys to go
Right.
back. Randall Cobb was made.
But that's why the Patriots do what they do. They go, "Oh, nobody's paying you, huh? You want to come win?
Yeah,
We'll give
exactly.
you what everybody else is giving you, but you're going to be able to win." And they go, "Sure, fuck it. I'll go play over there."
Yeah, and
Tom
then
Brady.
you could always tell people, like, oh, I had higher offers. Yeah, higher because
Yeah.
you got shafted.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, Derek Morgan's out there. Like, I feel like 2 years ago, he was like, everyone was talking about him, like, on his nuts. I mean, everyone's saying the edge defenders aren't that much, but there's some big names out there.
I know when you start reeling off these, a lot of them are coming up second, or like
Yeah,
28, 31,
older.
where
Right.
they're not going to get those Trey Flowers 5 years. You could get them. Big Jackson, that dude really capital.
Yeah, I don't know if he has he been that good?
No, that's the
Yeah.
point.
It's like
His
taking
career
other people's.
is fascinating to me. Managed the best, the Broncos in
Yep,
2015, next to Derek Wolfe, who's better. He's got Von Miller and DeMarcus. He's the fourth best pass on that team. Not to mention the coordinator and cornerbacks and all behind him. He then parlays that to the only guy from the right after that. What is he? D5 makes
Yep.
stupid money to go to Jackson and plays well. It's not like he, but then manage to get cut, which is what happens when
Yep.
you. And then, by the way, he got benched.
Yeah.
And then manages
Ridiculous.
to get cut the Jackson salary. And what does he still gets a
Yeah.
10th year after he was playing in Jackson, surrounded by better talent again.
Yeah.
And
Yeah,
he's gonna do
literally.
the same thing in Philly. He's gonna be
Yeah,
next to
probably.
Fletcher Cox, and he's got Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett, the fourth guy. And he's gonna
Yep.
look good because gonna get that guy hasn't been doubled once
You don't think so?
playing.
No.
I'm clearly
Yeah.
playing, but
No, I know.
he is capitalized out of by a mere talent.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, it's funny. I'm looking at these defensive line names, and I didn't realize how many guys were out there going through it. Like, listen to these names. Now, obviously, some of them are just names and suck now, like Sheldon Richardson. But he was supposed to be sick. Sheldon Richardson, Ndamukong Suh, Muhammad Wilkerson, Mario Edwards, Zeke Liansa, Vinnie Curry, Justin Houston, Clay Matthews, Derek Morgan, Alex Okafor, Shane Ray. It's like that. Like, sounds like a Pro Bowl roster.
Yeah, it's the 2015 Pro Bowl, right?
It is.
That's how
It's
quickly.
crazy. Some of those outside defenders, man. Yeah, I could definitely Clay Matthews, Derek Morgan, or Ziggy Ansah or Justin Houston. I'd take any of them.
Would you take as
Ziggy or Houston. Yeah. Maybe Ziggy then maybe or maybe Houston then Matthews. I feel like, hey, Matthews could be really good on the Patriots if he's still got some speed,
Yeah,
which is questionable.
oddly enough,
You think so?
yeah, I don't know about his.
I mean, and then you said Marcus Golden. There's another one I didn't
Marcus
mention.
Golden, and he's right in his interesting time. So it's funny to think how many already have an.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Oh yeah, the Raiders just signed to get another person, LaMarcus Joyner, 4-year contract. Yeah,
They're
no, they're not saying.
so spotty. I can't for the life of man why you Kelechi Awesome contract.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah, it's like, what,
Yep.
guys?
Classic.
That's crazy.
All right, we could probably wrap this up. Thank you guys for listening. Appreciate it. We're gonna keep it going pretty slow in the off season, but we'll be back in a couple weeks on one part. How about that?
Yeah,
We might be waiting
they'll
like
probably
3 weeks.
sign something. You think so?
I don't know.
No way.
I don't know, man. I think Brady's a yes.
Could be.
I will
Yep.
because
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what.
All righty.
All right. Thank y'all. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Adios.